Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
All right. Hopefully, let me check right now. Get a radio check of coming into, the room. I've refreshed everything. Hopefully, I'm coming in quite well. Give me a sound check. I know there's a delay. Oh, hallelujah. Well, praise Yah. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. That's something going on. Just had to refresh. It's part of electronics. But I pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be. And if not, consider. But bless Yah, O my soul, and all that is within me. Blessed be his holy name this evening. Shabbat shalom, saints of the Most High. Thanks for chiming in. Glad we are coming in live and clear. Don't know what happened there. It was showing that I was going through computer-wise very well. It was not going out over the net. But, oh, well, we have overcome. Hallelujah. And we shall continue as the victorious children of Yah. Hallelujah. Let us continue to hear the word of Yah this evening. This is Teacher Shane here again with you this evening. Praise Yah, praise Yah. Again, Shabbat Shalom. The war has been good. And it always will be good till we get home. But there's no discharge in this war while we're yet here. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go before the throne of the Most High Yah before we start. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, in one name Yeshua, we do bow our knees to your majesty, Most High Yah, knowing that without you we can do nothing. You are our life. You are our understanding. You are our being. And to you will we cleave. This hour and this day, do we need you even the more? Even the more, Most High, our conscience and our conscious should be aware who we are in you. And we should walk in this and claim it boldly. We thank you, Most High Yah, for the word of utterance tonight. Pray that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding will go forth in your name, to your glory, to your honor, to your majesty. Pray that your children will hear, because you, Most High Yah, give the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And we thank you for that. We thank you for providing all of our needs according to riches and glory. And this we do say, hallelujah, amen, in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Well, bless you all, saints. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us begin. And again, I will put my trust in him. How many of us do have the testimony they put their trust in Yah? We will see as time goes on. And again, it is Messiah saying and testifying, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which Yah have given me. He says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, said he also himself likewise took part of the, he also himself likewise wanted to be of flesh and of blood. Why? 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 That through death. You hear that? That through death. You know, this is one of the greatest enemies of our hour. Death. What a hierarchy of a being. What a hierarchy of a state. That in our former estate, when we was walking according to the course of this world, we lived in fear. This same death that came in by one man, because sin entered into the world, and then death by, and its death wrought bondage. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise, Yeshua took part of the same, that through death he might destroy, him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver. I will put my trust in Yah. Because I put my trust in Yah, I'm going to likewise take part of the same. I likewise will take on flesh and blood. Because you gave me children, Yah. Children, Yah, the children that it was in me, that was in my heart, that my love went out. And I seen this thing called death. And I seen the mighty one of this world had the power of death. He said, that is the devil. I've got to deliver my children that Yah has given me. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime. It's amazing. And we have passed from death to life. Our lifetime of them days of old are gone. It's nice to be living in the lifetime of Yah, in the lifetime of Yeshua, in the life of Christ. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. How many of us loved bondage? No, not many can raise our hand and say that we love bondage. Deliver, deliver, deliver. I will put my trust in the Father to deliver the children which you have given me. Do you trust him to deliver you? As he pushed his trust in Yah, is that same trust in you? Will you look at your own carnal trust and let doubt, unbelief, guilt, shame, and condemnation overshadow and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage? How many of us can actually say and testify they have stepped out of their life, put it away, to step into Yah's life, to step into Yeshua's life? Or is still the fear of death have you in bondage, that you don't want to step out, that you don't want to cross the threshold, that you don't want to go through the door? You seeking to save your own life? You know, Yeshua said you're going to lose it. Do you trust? As Yeshua trusted in him. For verily, Yeshua, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, the flesh and blood. And it is written of him, wherefore in all things, it behooved him, behooved Yeshua, to be made like unto his brethren, his children that God's given him, to be made like them. To what? Deliver, deliver, deliver. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. You can see in this time, this hour, how death is held over so many people's heads. COVID, COVID, COVID. It's not COVID that's killing people. It's fear that's killing people. For verily, he took not on him the nature. nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved Messiah to be made like unto his brethren, his that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things what pertaining to Yah. What? To make reconciliation for the sins of his people. To deliver. For this purpose was the Son of Yah manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For in that, he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is for the children. This was for the children which Yah has given him. Will you trust in Yah? We will see. Time will tell. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Yeshua said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you, which I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus, it is written in the Psalm, written in the Moses, written in Moses, law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms. It is written, and it behooved Christ, it behooved Messiah, it behooved this true anointed one to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Why? And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses. You are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. I and the children which Yah had given me. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, to deliver. Isaiah 52. Do you want to be delivered? Do you trust? You may have a heavenly father. You may, let's say it like this. You may have had an earthly father. That's what I meant to say. Catch myself. You may have had an earthly father that failed. But does this mean in all, in his failures, does this translate to your heavenly Father? No. Do you trust in him? Let us go on. Isaiah 52. Behold, My servant shall deal prudently. My servant? Y'all speaking here. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. And he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many as were astonished at thee. Are we astonished as we walk with Messiah when he said the things that will be? Your family will reject you. They will not understand. You'll ridicule, be shunned. You go through a lot entering into the true walk with Messiah. But this must needs be. Do you trust in Yah? Especially in the times we're in. The gates of trust is even the more needed. Will you trust in the arm of flesh? Will you? Many have. Many have gone back away to the wallowing in a mire. Astonished at this. Do you consider it a strange thing concerning these fiery trials which is to try you now? You against the grain of this world, and this is set in motion. Expect it. As Christ, Messiah, has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise. Will you trust in Yah? Because his servant is dealing with us prudently. His servant is going to be exalted and extolled. Will he be exalted and extolled in you as you live his life? Arming yourselves with the same mind as he has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise. And don't be astonished. Don't marvel at it. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Welcome to the war. Welcome to the walk. Welcome to true life. You ready to exit out of this world? Are you? As our Master and our Savior desired within him with the true essence of love to be made like unto his brethren, he saw our suffering. So he suffered as well to provide an escape for us. But how many of us in all that was invested in this trust in Yah? Are you ready for the pain? Are you ready for the suffering? And then after all that, are you ready for the gain? Do you want true love, true life, true liberty? Do you know within yourselves that you are a children of Yah, that you no longer should walk according to the course of this world? When Yah has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, and only this cannot happen unless the one trusted in him first before you can trust in him. But he suffered. And many of us, you know, the first realm of suffering comes along because your root has no depth. You wither away. You need to get your roots deep in Yah. You need to have your tree planted by the water, especially in this time and this hour. Because the only water that's going to be in the days coming ahead is the water of Yah. Not this natural water. Should we trust in the natural water? As many as were astonished at you, said his visage The way he looked was marred. Was so marred. Me, more than any man. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, the Hasatan hates the image of Yah to this degree. The only way that he can affect it is temporally. But our Messiah did not have his mind in the temporal. Our Messiah in our mind and his love was in the eternal. And that's where we must tap in. Few that be that find this. Are you going to trust in Yah? When he has given you, and you call yourself a children of Yah, and he's given you into the hands of Messiah, and his love comes to you in reproof and rebuke and admonishment and exhorting, and many of us can't go through the suffering of rebuke and reproof, and it don't even have to come to sometimes through words, it comes sometimes through situations of things that we have set ourselves in that Most High Yah wants to get you out of, wants to deliver you out of, trying to get you out of Egypt. And when he gets you into the wilderness, you're still thinking about Egypt. And many were astonished at you. Your visage was so marred, more than any man. Far more than the sons of men. And it says, so shall he sprinkle many nations. Whew. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. So shall Messiah sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which hath not been told them shall they see. And that which they had not heard shall they consider. And all this, and he gave some apostles, evangelists, prophets, pastors and teachers. And he opened their understanding from the law of Moses, from the prophets, from the Psalms. And he goes on and says, who has believed our report? Who in this time, in this hour, is going to believe the report in you? When you say you are a Hebrew, you are an Israelite, only in word but not in deed. You paint yourself as a whited sepulchre, but inside are dead man's bones. Have you believed the report? Are you a child of the King? And has his spirit indwelled in you? Who, after all this, has believed our report? Now reporting again to you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Through the sufferings and the travails, the ups and the downs, the ins and the out, I still have a report as a servant of Yah, knowing that my Messiah behooved to be made like unto me, and I have to consider this. And all that he has done, what was the price of this deliverance? And all of his love, what was it compelled him to be who him to be made like unto his brethren. And delivering all this suffering he went through to deliver us who has believed our report. And to whom is the arm of Yah revealed? John 12. John 12, if any man serve me, if any man serve me, the servant, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. This is dualfold. Will we honor first that we will be honored? Will we trust in Yah? What is it with our own stinking life that we cleave to it? When we know deep down and within ourselves that we were created after a different mode. Yah has called you embrace his mode. Embrace what he has called from the foundation of the earth. Let your conscience and your conscience embrace this. Because so many things are vying for your conscience and your conscience at this very hour. And many of us do not want to cleave and trust in Yah and embrace what we have been called into. If any man serve him, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. Messiah said, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify your name. And it says, then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answering and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Messiah said, after this was spoken, this was for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world now. Shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Messiah abides forever. And how sayest you the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not whither he goes. While you have light, believe in the light. While you have light, believe in the light. Will you believe our report? Will you trust in Yah? While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spoke Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. The report was there in the flesh before him, but they didn't believe. That the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Master, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of Yah been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes and not understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers and also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Are you ashamed? Do you trust in Yah? Have you believed the report? Are the many Pharisees of the day shutting your mouth, shutting your conversation, shutting your conscience? And the Pharisees did not have to be literal beings. It could be fear, doubt, unbelief, anything of your former life speaking to you. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of Yah. Romans. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yah revealed? Romans 10. Starting at verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, of the Master, shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach, the preacher, how shall the preacher preach, except they be sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Master, Lord, who has believed our report? Thank Yah, definitely, for our friend and our pastor, Charles Dow, who is trying with all the love of Yah that has been put in him to deliver the children of Yah. We got to understand that now we are the body of Messiah. And in this body, we do not need anyone who has not believed the reports. But this question goes about who, many times, who has believed our report? And report to you day by day our lifestyles, how the Most High Yah is overcome here and overcome there, delivered his people and healed his people. And still many do not believe. They don't believe the report. Master, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing. You better pray you got the hearing of Yah, not your own natural hearing. You need the hearing of Yah. And if you don't have the hearing of Yah, you need the Spirit of Yah dwelling in you. Why do I say that? Because I believed the report. I repented of my sins, and then the Spirit took me and said, I need to be filled. And I was filled with his Spirit. I was filled with power. And that day I woke up, my eyes with fresh, all things have become new. All things have passed, old things have passed away. And I started to understand that all things become new. And many of us refuse to walk in the new. Who has believed the report? Why are we still walking to the course of the old man and the old nature? Do you believe the report? If you have believed the report, the servant will obey. The servant will perform. And the report will go out. You don't have to say a thing, but his actions will be a report of what he has believed. So then faith, Messiah's faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of Yah. We know Yah is love. We have believed the report that his thoughts towards us are thoughts of peace. Many a times we're thinking that the thoughts of Yah toward us, that he wants to damn us. He wants to condemn us. No! Will we believe the report? So then faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the word of Yah. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth and their words unto the end of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people and by a foolish nation. I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he says, but to Israel, who will believe our report, unto whom is the arm of Yah revealed. But to Israel, he says, all day long, I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. He goes on to say in Proverbs 1:24, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you said it not all my counsel with none of my reproof. Because David had a testimony as well. We have a testimony as well. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock. Who is that rock? Who is that rock? Who will believe the report? And unto whom is the arm of Yah revealed? And he established my goings while he put my feet upon a rock. Will you believe the report? Will you be finally accept that you've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light? If we could be a people of power, a people of unity, a people of one, because in the end of all things, this will change the conscience and the conscience of all humanity, and it must. This is the war that we are in. We are called to be soldiers. The first fruits went before us to give us power, and we deny power. Romans 5:8 says, but Yah commends his love. Yah has commended his love toward us. Listen at this. Listen. Yah commended his love toward us in that while we, the children of Yah, while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Messiah died for us. Because Messiah, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. And he has no form or no comeliness. We're not looking upon this Messiah for no good looks or nothing. If we was looking upon an outward appearance of our Messiah, just like it said when he was mauled beyond recognition for his children, suffering. He come at a time in history when the ground was very parched. No water, no life. Death was prevailing. In the volume of the book, it is written of him, he come to do Yah's will. So at the appropriate time, the word was made flesh. In the beginning was the word. The word was with Yah, and the word was Yah. This word was full of grace and truth. And he was growing up as flesh and blood, as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. Just think what nourishment he had being flesh and blood, coming up as a tender plant and having a soul of a dry ground. to deal with. He has no form or comeliness that we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. And I thank God, by his grace and his mercy, and by knowing our Messiah beyond the tree, that I know my Messiah after the Spirit, that all the beauty that is in my Messiah is after the Spirit. This is what empowers me. Spirit is in me. And being joint heirs in the same inheritance, I understand his desires more and more and more day by day. I know that even this time, this hour, my manifestation, your manifestation is not because of you, but it's because of him. He's made us witnesses. Before the foundation of the world, he was in the courts pleading our cause. Yah had given him us. And it behooved him to be laden like unto his brethren. And his brethren come from all nations, and in his spirit, everything that he'd done, I could say in his earthly ministry, his spirit was made strong. He overcome all, triumphed in all, so that he could pour that spirit into us. Have you drunk of the waters of life? You have believed the report. You understand day by day how the arm of Yah is revealed unto you. We're not looking for Jesus as the world has its Jesus. As some white dude with long hair. No, we're not looking at that comeliness. They look at that comeliness. And they worship that. We worship something greater. We worship that which is greater. Our Messiah is eternal. He wants to get us home. We have been given into his hands. Let him mold you. He is the potter, we are the clay. Whatever vessel he desires to mold you into, therewith be content. Believe the report. Let the arm of Yah be revealed unto you day by day. Because in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for the ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Do you want to rest in Yah? Do you want to rest in Yah? We're here entering into the, some of us entering into Shabbat, some of us already entered into the Shabbat, but is it your rest? Or it is his rest that you're entering into. And his rest shall be glorious. This root starts. It starts at a low position. Again, because Yeshua says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. little lower, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil? Because it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. You hear the report? You hear the heart of Yah? You hear the heart of Messiah? That the goodness of Yah should lead you to repent? That anything that is in this walk, this life, is trying to keep you from the love of Yah, from the life of Yah. You should be fighting it instead of fighting one another. Our enemy is not one another, but it is the enemy that has been defeated. Our Messiah, he came in such a lowly state as a servant. May it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He didn't ornament himself in such a high manner. He didn't come in such splendor. The beautiful thing is, our Messiah, in the volume of the book it is written of him, or we will believe the report. His roots go deep. His roots are not temporal. His roots are in the eternal. And his roots even reach to us in the beginning, when we was not a people. Yet, we were children that was given him. That love was commending itself toward us from the beginning. And it blows my mind every time I say that. And in honor and in majesty, I bow my knee gratefully. In all them years, I was yet a sinner. There was one upon a tree. One upon a tree. Messiah was dying for us. Messiah, in the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with Yah. And the Word was Yah. The same was in the beginning with Yah. All things were made by him. And without him, the Word, was not anything made that was made. In the Word, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. Walk this day as the light remains in you. Have you believed the report? How long will the arm of Yah be revealed to you? And it says in this light it shines. In darkness, in the darkness, it will not comprehend. That's why many of your brothers and your sisters and your families, they will not understand. When he comes to his own and his own receive him out, arm yourself with the same mind as Yeshua has suffered in the flesh. Arm yourself likewise with the same mind. Come to his own. The light shines in the darkness. We've got to understand, believe the report, the darkness will not comprehend the light. And there was another servant. There was a man. He was sent from Yah. Can they preach except they be sent? And he was sent from Yah, and his name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. Will you be bear witness of the light? You trusted Yah in your conversation, in your walk, to be a witness to this world in this time, in this hour, when it needs it, that all men through him might believe. It said John was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. And we are sent to bear witness of the light, because we have believed the report, and our hope and our prayers is always, when you have believed the report, to encourage that and to edify it more. It was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And if that was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So it's some strange thing when you come into the walk of Messiah, they will not know you. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Our Messiah despised and rejected of men. He's a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. In all this, while we were yet in our sins, Messiah was dying. Even through all that time, being despised and rejected, coming to his own. And I pray, as you have received him, don't despise him again. As you do, remains no more. No more. Cut off. Our Messiah is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And I'm thinking of this. What sorrows and griefs was he acquainted with? What, the children? Us. This thing called death. It had us all our lifetime in fear to bondage. He loved us from the foundation of the world to suffer. Why can't you suffer? That power is in you if Christ is in you of a truth, unless you be a reprobate. You do not have the power in this time and in this hour to overcome the wicked one of this world. When you will believe the reported, step into the power of Messiah. When you walk into it, yes, you will see devils cast out. You will see lepers healed. You will see, oh, hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these things present themselves as death. But within us is the power of life. When will we speak that power? Have we really believed the report? In his name. You call yourself this, you call yourself that, but in his authority, what are you doing? Have you believed the report? The report shall be manifested through you, and the world shall see it. Just as they saw the disciples, and they looked and said, yeah, we know they walk with Messiah. Will the same testimony be in this time and this hour that the true people, the true children of Yah, walk with Messiah? But now he is despised and rejected of men. He was a man because he desired to be made flesh and blood, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid. Why are we hiding from him? Even in this walk, we hide. Even when the word of truth coming forth and the light is shining on you, showing you, get away from this iniquity. Get away from this transgression. Get away from this sign. Don't hide your face from him. Don't be like the first Adam and have the testimony, I was naked. And Messiah is going to cry, who told you you was naked? Don't hide your face from him. Not as his love been commended toward us from the beginning. His face has not been hid from his children. Why should the children hide his face from him? Messiah was despised. We esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our, listen to that word, our, speaking to us, the children, our griefs. He carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of Yah, and afflicted. And we cannot go through one. Where are your roots at? Where are you planted? What have you believed in? Where do you draw strength from? Is Messiah in you for the truth? Then the truth will prevail. Will you allow the truth to prevail? Will you allow his life to prevail? Will you allow his power to work in you? Or do you trust in him? But he was wounded. Desired him to be. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that through death he might deliver them that through. Oh, that he went through for us. We can't go through for one another when the power is there. Have we believed the report? To whom is the arm of Yah revealed? Is it revealed? Is it revealed? He was wounded. Why was he on the street? Why did he come in flesh? The report has been going. He was wounded for our transgressions. It was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement, he wants us to have peace, but the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Because I, the children, Yah, that you have given me, it behooved me, your son, to be made like unto them. I don't care about this death. I will manifest myself that they will have power over the death. I'm going to be the first fruit. I'm going to be the victor. I'm going to take the keys of hell and death. Give it to my children in this time, in this hour. This is for the testimony of Yah, to seal up the sum. I know his suffering is not in vain. Our suffering is not in vain. It is just a light thing. Do we consider the thing which shall be revealed in us? The report says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that Yah has prepared for us. We wait and we toil and we work for temporal, damn, passing things. When the report said the eternal things, the eternal, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, every thing that was upon his back, we are healed of, will you believe the report? Is the arm of Yah, even in this, been revealed to you? Oh, we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the master has laid on him the iniquity. This iniquity, going astray, turned to his own way, this iniquity, when it was laid on our brother, our master, our Savior, because he loved you, because Yah had given you him, and him you. Will you relieve the report of the love that is commended in this time, in this hour, when love is being challenged, when the very essence of Yah is being lied on? They have lied against our master, against our Redeemer, against our Savior. They have affected the conscience and the conscience of every man that they will not trust. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. And in all this, yet he opened not his mouth. But we, anytime we feel defrauded, our mouth is open. Have we believed the report? Or do we suffer patiently being defrauded as our Messiah? There, the power is there. The power is there. Yet he opened not his mouth. Our Messiah is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, and he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who in this time and this hour would declare his generation? The seed of Yah is in us. We are the generation to declare. The sons of Yah must be manifested. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth unto now, waiting. They've been in bondage. We've been in bondage. Messiah saw this bondage. Messiah saw that death that came in by sin. Second Adam. Mercy and truth made a way of escape. Have we believed the report? And to whom is the arm of Yah revealed? Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off. He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And it said Messiah made his grave with the wicked. And with the rich in his death. And because he had done no violence, there should be no violence in us. Because that neither was any deceit in his mouth. What is in your mouth at any time in this hour? What is the violence in you? Have you believed the report? To get that crap out of you? Will you day by day be upon the tree with our Messiah, loving one another as he had loved us? Yet it pleased Yah to bruise him. It pleased Yah to bruise him. His own son, his only begotten son. The report is there from Genesis to Revelation. And it pleased Yah. Because he knew that in the volume of the book it was written to do his will. And the son performed his will. And the bruise was put upon that body. And that body was put upon the tree and killed. Why do we still seek after the body that should have been slain? Christ wants us, Messiah wants us to know no man after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The report here in Isaiah is all the agonizing in the Spirit for us to set us free from the flesh. Will we receive the report? Will we believe the report? Will we embrace the body of Messiah as he has given us time in this hour to be his body? Yet we are not one. But yet it pleased Yah to bruise him. He's put him to grief. When you, Yah, shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. We are his seed. and he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of Yah shall prosper in his hand. We're in the time of prospering. Seed time is went forth. The harvest is here. It seems that the fields are wide and ready to be harvested, but the laborers are few. Why? Few laborers. Because few have believed the report. Few that be. Yah shall see the prevail, the travail. Yah, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. That's for us. That is for the children. Thus it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, flesh and blood, for all his lifetime, to bring it to the point to where his last word said, "It is finished." When will the people of Yah walk in the finished work? Is it just an illusion? Is it just hocus pocus or magic? Or is it real? Or who has believed the report? To whom has the arm of Yah been revealed? Even in all this travail, all this suffering, all this tears, all this pain. How much the arm has been revealed. He shall see the travail of his soul, shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. You're not justified by yourself. Will you be justified in what he has done? Will you allow the justification, the sanctification, to work in this time and this hour, to bring power, shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, God said, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because why? He has poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bore the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Child of Yah, will you believe the report? And if you believe of the report, believe in the report, will you be of the report in that day? What is your testimony in this time and this hour? When you began this walk, as your testimony stayed steadfast, as Messiah from the beginning, the first and the last, the author and the finisher, shall he provide all your needs according to his riches and glory? And I say yes. Will you believe my report? How many will believe your report? How many will come to your tree and eat the fruit of the report? We think our sufferings in this time and this hour is something. It's not going to be, it's never going to be compared to the things that shall be revealed in us. Will you allow the power of Yah to propel you from this day forward to get you home? Will you believe the report that you are a stranger and a pilgrim in this world? Because many of us have lived our lives knowing that when we tried to be like the world, we could not fit in. But now, we've been given the ears to hear, the eyes to see. We should not turn our face from him as ashamed. We should be a bold people walking in the victory that has been declared from the foundation of the world. Our Yah is mighty. It's no small thing that each and every minute we should give him praise, honor, and glory. Of how much love, if we could just really meditate on how much love he has commended toward us day by day, then there will be no room in your cup for wickedness, for iniquity, for sin, for transgression. Keep your cup full of Yah. Believe the report, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. One thing we know in comfort and in solace to our souls, the King is coming. Oh, definitely, the King is coming.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
Ah, yes. The King is definitely coming. And I pray that you understand that this ministry, first and foremost, desires to be a ministry of Yah, to proclaim his word, to proclaim his righteousness. In this time and in this hour, we, the children of Yah, we need the word of Yah. Our feet need directions. Our hands need direction. The way and the path is narrow and straight. And the only way to navigate through this is by the word of Yah, by trusting in him. And though our natural eyes and our natural ears may hear and see natural things, we've got to keep our face of flint on the eyes of Yah, on the eyes of our Messiah, getting home to the prize. He paved the way for us. The Hawaii way of holiness is there for us to walk therein. Even through Isaiah 53, the words don't even propel the suffering and the anguish that our Master and our Savior went through for our sakes. If day by day we would meditate on that, and understanding our relationship with one another, that this relationship we had with Messiah and the relationship we have with another, they do mimic true life, true love. They are there to hone us, to sharpen us, to get us ready to and prepare us for a place prepared for us. Because the Most High, his thoughts of peace for you is that you fulfill all his will and all his purpose, that when the time comes that he can put you in the place which he has prepared for you. Will we believe the report? Will we understand what the Creator has created us for? We are created beings. We are clay. We are here for his purpose. This whole thing going on, he did the creating. For his purpose and his pleasure, me must understand. And all that's going on, his arm is revealed to us. Only a certain number of us will we cleave to this report, cleave to Yah, to get us home when we know all things around us are crumbling and failing. Well, we'll get into the mind of Yah and stay in safety and peace. That's what he wants for us. That's what he desires for us. There's so much stuff in us resisting him. Find out that which is in you, which is resisting the fullness of Yah, and get it out so that Yah can occupy that place. Well, bless you all, saints, my brothers and sisters, whoever may be tuned in tonight. I know those that have ears to hear and eyes to see have heard another expression of the report again tonight. I'm just a servant. I differ nothing from a servant. One thing I've known in this time and hour, to become a friend of Yah has been an honor. To wake up and know without him I can do nothing is an honor. It's nothing I've done of myself, but in all that he travailed and suffered through so that I can experience this, that his love and his desire for me to experience this and to have true life and to have true love, that he suffered this so that I, you, may be partakers of it. Why do we resist? Shalom, shalom. Thank you, Brother Paul, again tonight for posting scripture. I'm not sure I've been looking earlier, see if Lion's Den on tonight. Not sure if it is or not. Hopefully it is. I pray you all tune in to Lion's Den. Again, tomorrow I'll be ministering. And I pray you meditate on the things of Yah, not things of yourself. His life, his love, his liberty. Definitely without him, we can do nothing. And I thank all my brothers and sisters who are praying for us, praying for one another, who are given to the service of the ministry in whatever forms the Most High is laid upon your heart. And the Most High see, Yah sees these. And he is not forgetful to reward you of this. Just believe the report. And when the arm of Yah is revealed unto you, reach out. Grasp it. He desires this. I want to see a smile on his face. His work is not in vain. His love is not in vain. They have lied. Do not believe the lies. Shuck them. That's of the old man. The new man that Yah desires to put in you, he will embrace it. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, saints of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.